we see young people come to Christ. Pray for the continued testimony of the school. Pray also for the witness of old students. There are many, many old students as far as school who are in positions of influence and authority, and not just in India either. From time to time we hear of them even here, in positions of authority. Now, pray for them as they exert an influence, a Christian influence. We have a prayer list of 30 names, in fact, over 30 names, of old students at Clarence School who are in full-time Christian ministry, mostly in India, but even in places as far away as Sweden and Australia. So pray for old students, many in full-time Christian ministry, many others working for Christian institutions and organisations, and many others bearing wonderful testimony for God in secular employment, including some very, very high-ranking officials. The immediate past principal of the Indian Defence Academy in Dehradun, a general in the Indian Army, and a Christian, is an old student at Clara School. And there are many, though, who have never come to Christ, even through their 11 or 12 years in school, and yet they've gone on to have Christian principles and Christian values which have been noted in that community. The president of the Bangalore Chamber of Commerce, a very successful and influential man in Karnataka State, is an old student of our school. Even though he's not a committed Christian, in fact he hasn't left his Hindu background, he's known for his integrity and his honesty, and it's delightful to hear him speak of the lessons that he learned from Mr. Flack and Wilcox and others like that. So it, the school has a wonderful testimony, and the witness of old students, I think, is significant. So please pray for these matters. Now, our time is almost up, so I'll have to cut short other things that I wanted to say. Maybe we could just take a moment to answer any questions. If there are any questions, please ask them quickly now. I can't promise a long, detailed answer, but we'll do what we can. Please ask them.
If any teachers from the other colleges in Bangalore that come over to do their work, must they go to religious meetings in the school, in your auditorium, for example? Are they more or less...
Yes. These institutions are Catholic, actually, that send these people to us. One particular institution, the old principal says they must come. The others, though, what we tell them is that they're part of the school for those 5 weeks and we'd like them to join in the full school program. And so they do come, yes. Yes.
How many teachers do you employ?
28. Of those 28 staff members, 28 teachers, 26 of them are salaried staff. They're paid out of the small fees. Children pay fees in Clarence School. They pay about $80 a year in fees. And out of that, we pay 26 of the staff. The other two are myself and that Ms. Horton that I mentioned. Even at $80 a year, that doesn't sound much by our standards, but there are some families that can't manage that. And we're grateful to God for providing for them too, in that families in Singapore and in Canada send funds to us, and we're able to give concession and sponsorship to those needy children. That is, children of ability, but who can't afford to come to a school, wouldn't normally be able to afford to come to a school like Clarence. So we're grateful to God for that, His provision also. Are there any other matters?
How are you able to finance the Blackboard
tour? How? Well, the Lord provided. In fact, 2/3 of the funds came from abroad. Even some assemblies here in Australia had fellowship with us in that. There were several very large gifts. One brother in the States gave us $15,000 US, which was a lot of money. And our old students helped us a lot also. In fact, that's why I had this little leaflet printed, direct interested mainly to old students, and while I'm in Australia, I'm contacting old students and getting them and sending one to them. If anyone here would like to have one as a souvenir of the school, it tells a little of the background of the school, it tells about this next building project specifically that we are planning, and that is the library and classroom block. I referred to it a moment ago. That classroom block will enable us to take another 200 children to the school. We have classes of 50, some of them more. I don't know whether our teachers' unions in Australia would find that very acceptable at all, but that's typical for India to have large classes. So, please pray for God enabling in every aspect of this new development which we're just about to start in His will. Please feel free to take one of those. If you take one, I assume that means you're going to pray with us for God enabling in every aspect of this work. All the necessary permissions and sanctions and the funds and all of those kinds of things. We need God's help in all of that. Our time is up. Thank you very much. One more. Can I just ask you one more question? Yes? Well, children there are, different to children here. They're not so, I'll say the word rebellious, and they're much more accepting of that. How do their parents react is another good question too. When they come into Clarence School, parents are required to give an undertaking that we explain to parents that in Clarence School every child studies Scripture. And then they give an undertaking to say that they are happy to accept that situation. And there are three reasons why children want, three main reasons why people want to put their children in Clarence School. One is that it has high academic standards. Two, for a practical reason, we don't take any bribe at admission time. And three, and we find many, many Hindu and Muslim families will say this, that they want their children to have the moral and ethical training that children are given in Clarence School. So I've given you very much to think about and very much to pray over. And we'll be delighted to have your fellowship in prayer as we return to India. We're due to return on the leave Sydney on the 11th of June. We're very, very grateful to the conveners for giving us this opportunity this evening and to the Lord's people in Sydney for praying for that work over the years. We know you pray. We feel that we owe very, very much to the faithful and fervent prayers of the Lord's people. Please continue. The door is still open. Pray that it will remain so. Remember, no man can shut it. Thank you.